All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
Being thoroughly entertained by a radio agent story by Brian Whitman during the break.
You know what?
Great story.
Honest to God, Tim, when I'm on vacation, I miss you. But then I'm back here for 12 minutes, and I just need another week. What did I ever do? And by the way, I do want to pursue this. I have to pursue this on the air because it's too uncomfortable off the air. Is it true now that Danny Bonaducci does not like me?
From what I gather, that's true.
Yeah, man.
Can I ask you, or may I ask Danny aloud, what I have ever done to make him not like me? I mean, what?
It was a huge mystery to me. But I had texted Danny Bonaducci and asked him if he wanted to join us on KCAL.
Right. He was great last time he came
on. Yeah, he was terrific.
He's very funny. I've been a fan forever.
On the record and off the record, on the record, this is the truth. I've never heard Brian Whitman say a negative thing about Danny Bonaducci on or off the air.
I love Danny Bonaducci. The only time I did joke about him not coming on with us that time when he didn't come on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's right. Yeah, you did.
No, but
that.
We patched that up. I mean, that was
his house was being evacuated, and you're like, well, he was rude to the screener. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's why he doesn't like.
No, but he came on KCAL after. Can we call him, please?
Can we call Danny? I have his phone number.
Yeah,
if
can
you want
him. Please?
You need it?
Yeah. No, I'd like to do this on the air.
I'm not gonna give it to you on the air. You want?
No, just call him.
Jesus, Gina.
No, please, just call him.
She goes, just give it to me on the air.
Because honest to God, Tim, I've never worked at a radio station where I was. Tom Likas, he doesn't like me. Well, he said he liked me, didn't he? Say he likes me?
I don't know.
He admitted it at the Staples Center. He said he likes me. Remember?
I don't know if he likes you or not.
Well, he said he likes me, but I don't think he does. Call Bonaducci.
All right, let's try to get Danny Bonaducci on and get to the bottom of this. Because I don't like it when people don't like each other.
No, but Tim,
find that uncomfortable.
Tim, can I ask you an honest question, which I'd like you to answer honestly, please?
Yes, sir.
You work with me every night.
Yes, I do.
And sometimes we even talk during the day on the phone or in the evening when I'm bombed or, sometimes, maybe you're bombed.
Right. We don't talk to each other on weekends. We give each other a break.
Now we do. We've gotten into that pattern.
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right, I'll start calling you more on Saturdays. Can I ask you something? Am I an unlikable person?
Are you an unlikable person? No.
You's a bitch, and I'm ain't. And I want to whoop your ass.
Well, then let me follow up. Am I likable?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. And by the way, you're all of those things as well.
Are you irritating? I think we all are.
Oh, that's what got him mad? That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is what Danny...
Hold on a second. When I did Imus on the Adam Carolla show and picked on Danny, that's what made him think...
Maybe that's it. Randy Wang works on the show. Could that be it?
That could be it.
That could be it?
No, but that's the Imus character. He picks on somebody.
All right. Here is Brian Whitman doing...
Now, I don't want to listen to this whole bit. All right, play it.
Here we go.
I don't know what, man. The gods.
This is Brian Whitman doing Don Imus.
Which, by the
on
way...
On the Carolla show, which is a great Imus, man.
Thank you. Randy, what did Adam Carolla say about this?
When we did the bit after the show, he said it was one of the funnier things we've done on the show.
And what are they saying on the message board, at the Adam Carolla message board about this bit?
If you go to adamcarolla.com, there's a message board there for all the super fans of the show, and there's a little thread there saying that who's doing the Imus impression, it's unbelievably funny.
Well, it's a little more than a little thread. There's a lot. You emailed
me
a lot.
Yeah, there's about 10.
I mean, please, Randy.
I like Brian asking him questions he already knows the answer to.
All right, so there's a couple of people saying he's really funny, and then, oh, that's the guy that used to come on the show and do Likas.
Right.
And we missed that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This your Don Imus impersonation fooled the LA Times.
Right. Well, thank you.
It's the best.
Okay. But when you're doing Don Imus, see, if I were doing Mickey Mouse, I wouldn't call anybody names. I mean, that's a different
case. Did you call Danny Bonaducci? Why does he hate you?
I said douche. I said emphasis on douche or something.
Ah.
But I'm doing Imus. It's not me. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Almighty. I, honest to Christ.
Ah, Bubba.
Everybody at this station is so sensitive from that.
Please, Brian, don't start pulling that thread.
But, Tim, there's nobody here I don't like.
I know, but you are the king of sensitivity. Or should I say the queen?
Right, so if Danny Bonaducci... Excuse me?
Sorry.
If Danny Bonaducci...
About once every 5 years, I bust myself up.
If Danny Bonaducci doesn't like me, I want to get to the bottom of that.
Okay, well, we will. This is what happened on the Corolla show, and it might be one of the reasons why Danny Bonaducci loathes Brian Whitman.
Loathes?
Well, I don't know. Hate? I don't know. What do you want to plug in there?
It's a comedy bit.
Here we go.
I don't know what in the God's name I'm doing on the phone with you.
No, I think he's actually confused. He's trying to say what girls. He's not sure what we're talking about.
Danny, I don't know what the hell I'm saying, but you're used to that, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I guess
sir,
we both have our brain that's fried, you idiot.
Okay, now leave the douche man out of this.
Yeah, especially when I have a job and it's in the morning. But go ahead.
Now, maybe that was an attack at me,
Oh, I think it was. Yeah, I think that was an attack on you, because Imus has a job in the morning, or he's getting one.
Well, this was when he didn't, but...
Yeah, maybe he's...
See, but I never thought until this month...
I'd like for you guys to clear that up, because it's uncomfortable. Listen.
Honest to God...
I know that you and Tom have had your troubles, but I don't want you to start in with Danny Bonaducci.
No, I don't. I want to call his voicemail and leave him a message. Honest, I want the number. Give me the number. Give me the phone.
All right.
No, not get the handset, Randy. Goddamn phone.
You want to do it on the air?
No, Tim, I wanted to do it in the car on the way home.
All right, I have his phone number, but I got to dial it for you.
I'll dial it right here.
All right, you have it?
I'm not going to call. No, I'm here. Please, Tim.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to call him.
I got to look it up. All right.
I'm not going to call Danny Bonaducci at home.
Okay. You want to call him? Here's the number. You got it?
Well, hold still. I'm not a...
Well, I'm not shaking.
I'm not Kreskin.
Yeah, but it's not me that's shaking.
I have bad eyesight.
Evidently. All right. Call in the...
Turn it up, Jerry.
All right. Brian's going to try to solve his problems with Danny Bonaducci.
Because I don't need another feud, to be honest with you. I mean, one is enough with this afternoon personality.
Play the feud.
Turn the music down. I can't hear the ringing.
It's free FM feud.
Let's play the feud. Hi.
Hi, this is Danny Bonaducci. I'm not here right now. And here's another list of things I'm not doing. I'm not throwing some guy in the air. I'm not drinking, not taking drugs, not sleeping with strange women. Wait, that's not technically true. I'm sleeping with one woman, but she's incredibly strange. I'm not doing any. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty much not being Danny. So if you'd like to leave a message for who's ever left of me, please feel free.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Right. Hi, Danny. How are you? It's Brian Whitman calling here at Free FM. It's 9:30 in the evening on Monday. Danny, I hear from Tim Conway Jr., with whom I work, that you don't like me, or that you're mad at me, or that you think I don't like you. And I have to be completely, I have known you, Tim, you know, I've known Danny since I'm 14 years old, 15 years old.
Well, yeah, but you saw the Partridge Family. It's not like you guys
knew
each other.
I used to call him on his request line.
Is that right? Man. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Danny, honest to God, I love you. I can't possibly imagine why you think I wouldn't like you, or I can't imagine why you wouldn't like me, or you'd be upset with me. Please don't be upset with me. If there's anything I can do to patch this, honest, Tim, am I being sincere?
Yes, he is.
I'm being totally sincere. It actually really hurts my feelings to hear this from Tim.
Jesus Christ.
So please, call me back at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. No, honest, all joking aside, Danny, please. I mean, please.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Thank you. I count you as a friend, please. I can't have this. I can't have any problems with you. I just can't. And I mean that sincerely. And I think the world of you, and I hope you know that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Danny Bonaduce.
Well, I patched that one up, Jim.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, you got to stop feuding with everybody.
I'm not feuding with anybody.
Makes it uncomfortable for me.
No, the audience is going to think that I'm like a D. I'm not.
Brian D. Whitman, man. I don't know what the D stands for.
Now, you stop it, Tim. I am a nice person.
All right. All right. What is that, Randy? What's going on with you?
What's going on, Randy? God damn it, you're irritating.
What's going on with you?
It's just, you can say D. You can say that word.
Oh, you can, but you can't say it, like, you can't say it...
Well, if you're saying it like judging Brian's character, you can totally say that. We say it on the morning show all the time.
For example, Robin's real name in Batman is Dick Grayson.
Yes.
Right.
But even with just calling Brian...
A D. Right. But you know what? I'd rather... I mean, it's like a personal choice.
On the morning show, we say it all the time.
I know.
Randy, please get out.
Yeah. All right, Randy, please. It's a personal choice. I don't... You know, I got a lot of a lot of 11 and 12 year old fans, and I don't want to piss off.
Right,
can I use that term?
Yeah, your Art Linkletter.
I don't want to piss off their parents.
Your Art Linkletter.
Right. There's a lot of kids listening to me, and they look up to me.
I don't understand this,
and I don't want to make their parents crazy by using foul language. Understood?
Why in the world?
Capriche?
I'm stunned.
All right, let's get on to some more topics here, dude.
I don't know that I can.
Brian, please. Why do you let everything get to you?
Well, what did I do to him?
Is that him?
It's not him.
Danny Bonaduce, everybody. How are you, sir? You there?
Hello?
Hey, Danny, it's Conway and Whitman.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
I just wanted to call Brian and tell him, no hard feelings or anything, I'm just jealous of your nighttime show. You're just an amazing personality.
Let me see if this is really you. What show were you on as a child?
Oh, the Partridge Family. Definitely.
All right, this is Danny. This is him.
Yeah, definitely me. I'm sorry.
You know what? Hold on, Danny, just for one second. Can we put you on hold for just a second?
Please, yes.
All right, hold on.
Tim?
You don't think it's him?
On the list of top five worst impressions ever in the history of the world.
Right.
That's
one of them?
I think it ranks, yeah.
All right. Hey, dude, this guy's calling you out. It's not really you?
No. I'm sorry. I have a sore throat right now. I got strep throat. I'm actually not going to go to work tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let me ask you a question. Are you currently married, going through a divorce, single? What's going on with you?
I'm having an affair and a divorce at the same time, so whatever you want to call that.
This is him.
Yeah.
We nailed him.
Huh? Yeah, this is Danny Bonaduce. We're sorry for doubting you.
Smoked you out.
No, I get confused all the time.
Now I'm upset with the holidays and everything. I can't believe it.
Brian, please, it's
not
a big deal.
Why don't you ever defend me?
Listen, I'm the one that said, first of all, don't start with why you don't defend me. I've spent 2.5 years defending you.
I hate it when you say that.
That is absolutely true.
I hate it when you say that you've
Because you say it like, why don't you defend me like I've never defended you. You've been in meetings with me and Jack Silver, the three of us.
Yes.
When I've said in front of Jack that I think you're the most talented guy I ever worked with. Is that true?
Yes, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Is that not defending you?
Right, but when you say for 2.5 years, it makes it sound like every day I'm in trouble.
Well, there's a lot of defending going on. No.
I don't know.
I mean, you say like I've never defended you.
You know what? You have sometimes. You have. I apologize.
I've sat in the room.
I know, Tim.
And I said, listen.
I was in the goddamn
room. The guy
room.
Does the better voices than anybody in the world.
Thank you so much.
I've said that.
I know that, and I thank you.
I sat next to you saying that.
And I heard it.
And then you doubt that I say it.
No, I don't doubt it. I heard it, and you said it. You said it, man. I tell you, man. I effing said it, man. You said it. I heard it. But don't make it sound like every day you have to defend me, because it's not true.
It's not every day.
Okay. That's it. That's all I want.
It's not every
other
day.
Shut up, Jerry. Please, Jerry. Shut.
It's every other day.
Shut it,
okay,
Jerry.
Right.
Is it every? It's not every other day.
All right. Brianna and Downey, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. That is not Danny Partridge, I just have to say.
That was not Danny Partridge?
If you guys want a real DJ, a radio host, you can talk to me, Brianna. I am the one you guys need to be talking to.
Oh, God.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 18.
All right.
You sound very, very
Bright.
Pretty. I sound pretty and bright.
Right. And,
hey, Brianna?
Are you in high school? Brianna, are you in high school? There she goes.
Did I send her away with my...
I think so, yeah. I think it's a big turnoff. And that hot 18-year-old calls you and you belch in her face. Doesn't need that, I tell you.
God almighty, I've got to do something to salvage my
you
reputation.
Know what? I don't know what the hell you can do because I think you're jinxed here.
Yeah, I'm going to be fired.
I don't think you're going to be fired, but I think that a lot of people misinterpret what you say as being mean when it's not.
I don't understand what I've done or...
I don't know. I've never been... I worked with a guy who's had so much turmoil with fellow employees that doesn't deserve it. I don't think you deserve it.
Thank you, Tim.
That's defending you.
That is. And I want to say this to the audience. It is, what is today, the 26th of November?
I don't know.
Yes, it is, the 26th.
The 27th. I mean, 26th. My bad.
Get out.
Here on November 26th at 9:40 exactly, I do want to say to the audience, in the event that I am fired... which I think is possible. I do want to say to the audience and to those who have supported the show that I appreciate it. I've had a very, very good time here. But I really, jinxed is a good word. And I
think you're jinxed.
Thank you. I really do believe.
You're fired.
That, you know what, Whitman? I really do believe that I might be fired. So... I want to say to the audience, in the event...
If you do get fired, will you not call us on the air and ask what happened every night?
Well, I mean, I'd like at least the opportunity when I am fired to do a final show. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But they usually don't let you do that in radio. But I do want to let the audience know that I do believe that there is a strong likelihood that I will be terminated. And if that happens, I want to, in advance of termination... In the event that I'm not allowed to come back on the air and say this, I want to thank the audience for their support and for their kindness.
Well, you're welcome.
And the audience, Tim.
Oh.
And for everything that this audience has done for me in the last 2.5 years, which has been a very difficult 2.5 years for me. I want to thank this audience very, very much. A very good, time.
Thank you.
I have Tim and the audience. I've had a very good time.
Thank you very much.
Tim, I'm talking to the audience.
I'm part of the audience. I sit here and listen to you.
Yeah. Do you think
I might be your best audience?
Do you think I'm going
to
be?
I've listened to you more than anybody listening to this station right now.
Do you think I'm going
to
be
fired?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No. You're going to be sitting there forever, irritating me.
I just don't understand it. When you have Tom Likas, who obviously would love to see me fired.
I don't think that's true.
And now we have Danny Bonaducci, who apparently, I think you should read that text message to the listeners.
Well, that's a private text message.
Well, I think they have a right to know where my upset comes.
I'll summarize it. Texted.
It's I text, you text, he, she, it texts.
Texted. I texted.
What do you? Where's the past tense one,
Jerry,
homie? It's texted. I texted him.
Jerry, can I come in there and snap the cord from your?
Don't be bringing linguistics up on the air with me.
Yeah, he went through journalism school. He knows.
He's an idiot.
No, he's not. There's one thing that he does well is spelling and grammar.
And
I'll give him that.
Right. You were saying...
Everything else is a complete disaster.
He's a nut. You were saying...
I mean, this show, the stuff you hear on the air, material-wise...
The content.
The content of the show...
Yeah.
A1.
Grade A.
People walk by and they listen to it on the radio and they go...
100%.
Whoa.
Now, what about the
content is unbelievable.
Now, what about the flip side?
It's fresh. It's funny. It's fantastic. It's moving forward. It's great.
Now, what about the technical aspect?
Technical end, I don't know how people get this on their radio. Between Jerry Wischowski screwing this up and putting in crazy sound effects every once in a while, I don't know how people listen to this crap.
Yeah, this is a bitch, right. And I'm ain't.
Technically, the show sucks.
Right.
But content-wise, it's on fire.
Right, but you think the myriad...
But people can't get the content sometimes because Sausage Fingers puts on that block.
Do you think there's the myriad of technical problems?
Content, A++++, I'll do business with you guys anytime. Technical end, a red flag, complete failure. I'm reporting you to eBay management. I'm never doing business with you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Two very...
Content, thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Technical, sucks. All right, there you go.
Got it.
All right, Cornelius, downtown. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Can't take it. Right, I can't take it, Tim.
Hey, Jerry. It's Wachowski calling from the other room. Dino in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say to Brian, you will not be fired if that station is smart, because you are by far the most talented guy that's ever been on this station.
Well, I tell him that.
Well, that's not true. But
I have told you that.
True.
No, it is true that you're tell me that.
I say it's, you're not the most talented guy that's ever been on the station, but you're a talented guy. I think Howard Stern, you could make a case that he may have been a more talented broadcaster.
Fine. Can we get back to the call, please? Jesus Christ. Dino, thank you for what you said. That's very
kind. Brian, I'll tell you something right now. You could do every single one of those shows, do different voices for everybody. No one would ever know, especially Adam Carolla in the morning. You could do Danny. You could do Teresa. You could do all these people. And they would never even know. Tom Likas wouldn't even have to go on the air.
Well, thank you.
Dino, you're very kind, and I thank you for your very kind words.
Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Brian, it's sad to see you go, man. Pretty shooken up, man.
Yes, well, you know.
Quite gone yet. I don't.
It's been a good 2.5 years.
Yes.
Is this Sal Silver? Is this Jack Silver's kid?
You know what? I'm not allowed to say.
Oh.
It's been a good 2.5
Jack
years.
Jack Silver,
the
program director, has a kid named Sal.
Yeah, Sal, thank you.
Do you know anything, Sal?
You know what? I don't think I'm allowed to say. Am I allowed to say?
All right.
Wait.
Is your dad there?
Let me ask my dad. Yeah, Dad, is it okay? You know what? I might get in trouble. We still have to talk to Denny. Adam, in the morning.
What up, homie?
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Sal, very much.
It's been very nice. I'd like to find out where you're going to go. So,
ask your dad.
You know, I wonder what would happen to me if I, when I'm fired here, I often.
What would you do if you got fired here? Radical depression would kick in?
You know, not radical depression. If I got fired here, well, I have a side business, so I have a little, there would, at the risk of sounding.
But in the winter, pools don't need all that attention, though, right?
Are you saying I'd cut out expenses and get rid of the pool guy? The good news is I have a few dollars socked away.
Really?
Yes, Danny. And so there would be no immediate, and I do have a side business, so there would be no immediate, I wouldn't be on food stamps.
Right.
But I would miss you, and I would miss coming here every night.
What did you say, you sacrilegious bastard?
I'm sorry. Jerry, for the love of Jesus Christ, who was born
Amen.
In a manger.
Jesus H. Christ.
If you continue to play sound effects while we're having a goddamn
Petite
conversation, I am going to come in there, grab you by your giant nose, and swing you around that mother effing room. God damn it.
No,
stop
I'm
it.
He is cute, but he does not look like good sex to me. Crap!
Carla in Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
Hi, I'm super depressed, too.
Uh-oh. What happened to you?
No, I'm sad. Why is Brian saying that?
Well, I just, Carla... He has
a suspicion he's going to be fired here.
Yeah, I do have a suspicion that I'm going to be fired. And the problem is, Carla, that when I came in tonight, Tim told me... One of the first things he told me when I came in after my vacation is that Danny Bonaducci hates me.
That's not true.
Well, who cares?
I said that at 9 o'clock.
And I have no idea why Danny doesn't like me.
Does Tom like you?
No, Tom hates me.
Good. You're on the right side of the fence.
No, baby. I've never been the guy like at KABC where I used to work.
Everybody liked you
at KABC. I had everybody liked me.
What happened?
Well, okay, you guys are my favorite. Out of all, because I keep 97.1 on all the time.
Right.
And, but Tim, one time you were in the middle of talking and you burped super loud and didn't care and you just went on with what you were saying.
That's
I don't know, for some reason that makes you my more favorite.
Oh, wow.
But,
Tell me when you're really turned on.
Your boss called, who Jack Silver, and he said, "For the love of sweet baby Jesus," and he's, and you go, "Isn't he Jewish?" Like,
yes, he is Jewish. He shouldn't be throwing around the name of Jesus. But no, look, Carla, look, here's the good news.
All right.
I'm not fired yet.
He's still okay. Working here.
I'm still working here. In the event I am fired, I would hope that there would be, I don't know if I would go back to KABC or there would be another station that would hire me. I mean, I would hope that I would certainly hope.
Would you go work on the Likas show?
Can I say something about Tom?
Thank
okay?
you. Hello, Brian. How are you, dear?
You're late again.
You're late again, darling.
All right. I think, you know how he has that wine tasting show and everything like that.
The tasting room.
Well, you know how, like, it's super annoying when an alcoholic tries to get everybody sober?
Please.
Come on now,
come on. That's your cup, sir. It's one big happy family here. Don't
Stop
you get it?
Stop it.
Douglas and Fontana, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I mean, you guys are a package. If one of you leaves, I mean, it's over, you know? I'm not going to listen no more. I'm sorry. But you guys both compliment each other when you're together.
Again, that's very kind
of
you.
Very nice to you.
Again, Douglas, I have not been fired. I am just articulating a suspicion that I will be.
Brian has a suspicion that he might be fired, and he has asked me about it about 25 times off the air.
I don't think it's that many times, Tim.
Maybe 30.
You're prone to exaggeration, but...
Maybe every day?
No. Recently, I've brought it up a few times, and now you're bringing up that Danny doesn't like me, and Jack Silver loves Danny Bonaducci. I mean, he really... The two guys on this station that Jack really, really, really likes, and I mean super...
There's three guys.
Well, Frank is the third, right?
Four, then.
Who's the... Who you think is the
John Boyle.
Oh, that's actually true. But John Boyle likes me. Thank God. We have a nice...
Jack Silver loves John Boyle from the John and Jeff show. Never says a nasty or derogatory or an unkind word towards the guy.
Loves
it's
him.
It's getting Tom hot in here.
Tom Likas, Danny Bonaducci, and Frank...
Kramer, right.
Caliendo. Kramer.
Right. And it's Caliendo, by the way.
Caliendo.
But...
have you seen that show, by the way?
I haven't. Funny, I bet, right?
Think butt.
Excuse me?
Not good.
He's a very...
He's a great guy. He's been on the show, but his show is...
He told Louis Anderson to say hi to me when, "Hey, Whitman, I was over at Mad TV. I did a sketch, and I saw Caliendo, and he said to say hello to you." And I said, "Oh, thanks. You want some Skittles?" So what happened was, I found out today that Danny Bonaducci and Tom Likas, those are two guys, and Jack is really... I mean, up there. And that could be a problem for me.
Well, I'd add Adam Carolla to that list.
Adam likes me very much.
That Jack Silver really likes.
Right, that Adam likes me.
Yes, Adam really likes you. Adam, you're probably Adam Carolla's favorite guy on the station.
Get the hell out of here.
That's true.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Oh, he loves you, dude.
Oh, my gosh, that makes
me... Thinks you're very, very talented.
That makes me...
I've had that conversation with him off the air. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very nice. That makes my night. Shall we take another call?
Because without the voice characterizations, you're just another jock.
Jack and Chino Hills, on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, guys? Welcome back, man.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, I just want to say that Whitman doesn't really have to worry about losing this job because he's so talented. I mean, just listen to some of your older podcasts, dude. The guy's like the young Tony Randall, man. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like the young Tony Randall. I hadn't heard
that. He can go into acting, everything, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's and he'll tell you about it, too, if you have a minute. But, yeah, he's an actor. He's a writer.
Hi, Tim.
He's a triple threat. He's a director.
I'm a talk show guest.
You're everything.
I mean, I've appeared on talk shows.
I was
on the Tony Danza show.
You bet.
I was a featured guest on that show.
I think we have some of your acting on tape. I'm not sure if we have it queued up.
I'd rather not.
But you did some acting.
I'd rather not play this tape. You know,
were you in a music video or what were you acting in?
No, I was in a film. But
a film, I remember. I'd
rather not actually play this.
You have it?
I'd rather not. I mean, my vote would be to not play this.
Then we won't. All right. Dave in Santa Barbara, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, if Whitman goes, is it possible to bring back Steckler?
That might be possible.
I kid. Blow me up, Tom.
There you go, there.
That's it.
What?
This feeling that I carry around.
Please.
Maybe I got it from you, like subliminally.
What feeling?
That fear that you were talking about. What if all my frailties and insecurities are just my legacy?
Please turn
handed down from generation to generation, like father, like son,
please.
Adopted or not.
Please turn it off.
It's your acting reel. Don't interrupt it.
I'll just carry on the misery that you feel. The pain, the humiliation, the torture, the shame. Maybe that's my purpose in life, to break the cycle of abuse.
Please turn it off.
Are you saying I'm abusive?
Not in the traditional way, but subtly, in a much more diabolical way, yes, my God.
I don't have human children. Please.
That's your acting, buddy. I mean, look at that. I got goosebumps.
Tim, I'm going to step outside.
Or is that my skin crawling?
Okay.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman show. Malibu Dan's coming up here.
Malibu.
Big Malibu, man. And we'll get Dan's opinion of you. Maybe he hates you, too.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. It's Malibu goddamn Mondays, man. That Malibu effing Danny Finder, man. Oh, ba-boom, mother-effing, man. Yeah, Whitman got fired, man. It's Conway, man. And it's just Conway, man. Mm. But, hey, fire that crazy effer, man.
There you go. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Easy, Tim.
Oh, Bubba.
I don't like it when you get like that. Come on!